Now we're trying it over again, and I think that, I hope that you've got the picture on how to get twice as much recording on this. I just got the word on it myself. Turk, I'm pretty proud of your track times on the half mile. That one of 2:02 was pretty terrific. I think you've got a pretty tremendous potential all the way around. Say hello to Wolf for me. Give my condolences for having been beaten that time down in Hannibal. And say hello to Cindy and her parents for me, too. I think they're all real fine people. If you ever get any problems, son, well, I'd appreciate it if you gave me a growl. And let me know a little bit about what's going on. Don't know much more to say. It's a little difficult to say things on these lines because it's a little strange, you know, talking into a crazy microphone and trying to imagine that I'm looking you in the eye. But in the meantime, son, why, keep smiling, okay? The remainder of this tape, Jake, is for you. And I love you very, very much. And I hope that you play this over, at least the last part of it over, without the kids around, because I think that maybe some of it will be a little personal and you may not want them to hear it. I know that I love you very, very much. Before that, I promised Tink I'd give her a little rundown on what's happening over here in Vietnam, so Tink, you listen in on this too. And of course, Terry and Took, I want you to listen to this too. I live in a hotel that's very safe. There's no chance of any bombings or anything like that. There's no possibility of my being hurt in any respect other than sometimes on my travels, and I do some traveling, but even so, it's not real danger. It's just one of those things that you have to do. It's a job, Tank. And Terry, Tank, and Took, and Jake, for heaven's sakes, don't worry about it. It's not that much of a problem. And now, Jake, I think we better send the kids out to play or something so that you can hear your part of this tape all by yourself. First off, I'll tell everybody that I love you very, very much. And I love you, Jake, very, very much.
I don't know quite much what to say other than that. I love you. Okay, Jake. The kids are gone. I want to know why you're not writing. I'm more than just a little disturbed about this. I know you've got some reasons that you're not writing. I've read a few of your letters. And I'm not sure that they're valid reasons. I'm not even going to try to argue with you. I am going to say that I do love you, Jake.
have initiated action over here to extend until at least May of 1967 in order not to interrupt the school year of the kids. I asked you once before where you would like to go from here. I got a very nasty letter in return, and I'm not sure that I've earned it, really. That, by the way, was the last letter I received. I've waited for 2 weeks for some kind of reply or some kind of letter explaining a little bit of what you were thinking, but I haven't received anything yet, Jake. It's important to me, Jake, that I know what you're thinking. It's important to me also that I know whether or not you love me. I think that's probably the most important thing that I can think of right now. Please remember, Bumpkins, I love you more than anything I've ever loved before or since, or ever will again or otherwise. I love you.